Oh, Kenny's like been in the Costa Blanca around Port Salon and around Knockalla and them areas over the weekend. That's been fantastic, you know. And we've had a great race. It's just been unbelievable. We've had records all over the field.
Yeah, the first man, Cormac Keeney, and the first lady, Melanie Wesley, they both set fantastic times.
Yeah, Melanie Wesley set off this morning, or yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, and she was unknown to us, so we didn't know what she was going to do, but she's come in with a record time of 21 hours, 50 minutes and 42 seconds, and it's 5 hours faster than the last woman we had. So, you know, it's just an incredible time for a lady like to do that, over 555 kilometres. And to be honest with you, we met her this morning coming out to Port Bridge, and didn't take a flinch out of her. Absolutely unbelievable. Great athlete altogether.
Yeah, that's fantastic time, that unbelievable. And the men's time was also, that was a new record as well, beating Ronan McLaughlin's record.
You know, it wasn't a shock by any means. Okay, we thought, you know, we knew it was doable, the weather was there, we didn't know that Cormac was in that kind of shape. You know, everybody knows Ronan McLaughlin. He's been a pro for a few years, and he's riding a bike at a high level. Cormac, I suppose, is like ourselves. He's come from a club athlete and he's built himself up over the years, but you know, you have to hand it to him. Like, he went out today, and as I said to Cormac at the interview, Ronan had last year time trial bikes and top of the range bikes. Cormac come from Sierra Nevada 2 days ago with one road bike and four sets of wheels, and he set off the ramp yesterday and he came in with a record time of 18 hours and 42 minutes and 51 seconds. So that means he went 37 minutes faster than Ronan McLaughlin. Like, that is incredible. Like, you know, you talk about maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, but 37 minutes, like, on a calibre of Ronan McLaughlin. So, you know, Cormac, you have to hand him. He just blew it out of the park.
Fantastic event. We'll hear from both those winners very shortly. But just before, I think you had another couple of records, but before you mention them, just for anybody that's listening, maybe it doesn't realise, because I was chatting to somebody this morning, we were just chatting about the route. If somebody asked you to go and drive it now for this afternoon, it's a fair drive, the journey. Sean, you know, you're going to Mallon, back up and round by Fannett. Can you tell maybe the rest of the people what it's like?
Yeah, as I said, you're going to Mallon, you're going to Fannett, you're going around up Memorial Gap, and you come back to Letterkenny. Then you head for Remelton, Knockalla, Atlantic Drive, Blaney Bridge, back into Creasla. That's the halfway point. And then from Creasla over Letchimica Ward, over that country, over Gidor, over into Killybegs, Glengash, Kilcare, Carrick, back into Killybegs and back to Letterkenny. Like, it's done in three stages, but I'll tell you, you know, we've talked to some great cyclists over this last 2 days, and they've said, you know, it sounds easy, 5-5-5, but by any means it's not easy. It's the terrain in Donegal, the weather's perfect, but it's just, it's relentless hills and hills and hills and hills, and that's why it makes it, I think, a special race, so it's a 5-5-5. But if we go back to the course records, any Sean Wheelers, Damien Lagan and Rory Devlin set another course record of 17 hours and 27 minutes. That was held by Matthew McKinley and a boy called Conor McElwain. And we know Conor and Matthew are real good cyclists as well. So that record has gone as well as a two-man team, and as a four-man team, AAA have set the record of 17:02:57, and I suppose the last record of the day went to the Galway Babes all women's team, where we had a Donegal women's team last year had set the record, but these guys have set the bar even higher again. They've gone 19:24:15. So, you know, it's great to have new records, and it's good for next year that people will come back and try and break these records again. You know, Ronan McLaughlin rang me as soon as Cormac crossed the line and said, it's hard to believe he's gone 40 minutes faster, but the conditions were perfect, Kenny. You know, couldn't ask for a better day.
Listen, Sean, I'm sure you're the chief organiser, but it takes a lot of people, I'm sure, to get that event organised. I've seen it all out around the Ballyrean halls there, so there was a lot of work on that.
A lot of work, Kenny, and I don't know where to start to thank people. You know, myself and Sean Stewart came up with this race 3 years ago, and we've got a great team behind us now, and a lot of volunteers, and you know, we've got our two main charities, Kilmacrane Football Club and Blood Bikes, and you know, you couldn't do it without them charities, and they've come on board and helped us, and Kieran O'Donnell, there's so many put in the Grand, Seamus Temple. There's so many we can mention, you know what I mean? Rachel, my own wife, Irene, Sean's wife. You just couldn't do it without them. But, you know, we set a standard the first year. Myself and Sean do a lot of adventures, and we set a standard because we go to a lot of races and we know what we want. And I think that's what's made it for us. We've made it a real race that people, it's put it under their calendar and they want to come back in year out. And that's what we want as organisers, as the 555.